Sunday, December 29th, the second of the big days. Dawn beautiful and clear, but so cold that I praise the Lord we were not having the barbecue at under the live oaks. Lennon and I and the nucleus of the German party helicoptered in to Fredericksburg early in the morning, about 9 o'clock, I think, and went to the Pioneer Memorial, the octagon house that sits right off the main street, where we were met by the leading citizens of the community, quite a big crowd of people. We passed the statue of Baron von Moisebach, who had brought in 120 German families in covered wagons back in the 1840s to settle this area. We stood in front of the little octagon house and had a little ceremony. Bill Petmecki and Arthur Stalling both made welcoming speeches, rather well done, I thought. And then a lady, the head of the Historical Association of Gillespie County, got up and made a little speech and gave a book called Pioneers in God's Hills to Chancellor Ehard.
The chancellor made a response, and then we went on to church services at the Lutheran Church, because that is what the chancellor is a member of. And there it was a curious blending of the old and the new. An elderly minister spoke in German, conducted a large part of the sermon, large part of the service in German, and a handsome, vital young man spoke in English, gave us a little sermon in English. There was a beautiful men's choir that sang Silent Night in German, and that, I think, was really the most tranquil moment of all of Christmas. We returned to what has become the cauldron of activity that is my home now, to find the guests were already arriving in the gymnasium. They were invited for 1 o'clock. It must have been a little past 11 by then. The Germans continued their talks, and there was no interrupting them. This is real business. They were in one room, our people in another, and then they met jointly together in a third room. So I dispatched Linda Bird up to the gymnasium to represent the Johnson family and to meet everybody who came and be a hostess. And I also asked Lucy and Jack to do the same, and discovered to my delight that Jack Olson from Wisconsin, can speak a few words of German. And I heard later that they both did a real good job. And I took up my post down at the guest house to meet and greet a good many guests who came in by private planes from various parts of the state. There was Mr. and Ms. Tom Lee. He's a really fine Southwestern artist from El Paso. They came with the Thornberries. John Jones of Houston, the Wesley West, Von Braun and his lovely young wife. There was Bob Kerr Jr. and Dale McGee, who flew in from Oklahoma and had a slight accident on the runway. It didn't hurt anybody, but the plane, nobody could go in and out for several hours because of the planes jamming the runway. And then, very importantly, I wanted to take care of and make feel very welcome Mr. and Mrs. Clyburn, the parents of Van Clyburn, who was playing for us that day. Later on, Van Clyburn himself came down. I guess he'd been up testing the piano, and he came in, and I tried to introduce everybody to everybody with the help of Eloise Thornberry.
Throughout the whole thing, Angia Biddleduke was weaving his silken way. He always knows what to do, and I practically feel like laying my head on his shoulder and say, okay, you tell me what, together with Liz and Bess. So at the appointed hour, All of the guests were asked to get in their vehicles and ride up to the gymnasium for the barbecue, and I stood out by the fence waiting for Lyndon and the Chancellor. Jumped in the car just on the, in the nick of time and rode up to the barbecue myself with them, arriving at the gym just a few minutes late. We found the gym rather gaily transformed, with red checkered tablecloths and red lanterns on the table, and bunting everywhere, the colors of the German flag and the German insignia displayed. And as a backdrop for that enormous, handsome piano of Van Cliburn's, there were bales of hay, saddles, lariats, a lantern or two, and a good deal of a very different things that I'm sure that he's used to playing by.
I steered the Chancellor into the chow line. We loaded our plates heavily and made our way among the guests to the head table with about, I would say, 12 or 14 of the top Germans and some of the local people, and thank the Lord it wasn't my job to seat them. Then Lyndon himself said grace, and we laid to on the barbecue, the beans, pinto beans always, and the really delicious ribs, the slaw, and later on, fried pies and lots of hot coffee, and plenty of beer. The little gym would only take about 300 people, and by the time we had all of the German press, all of the White House and local press, the German party itself, and our group, it was possible only to invite some, 75 or at most 100 other people. But as I looked around, I was glad to see a great deal of Texas represented. There was, from the university, Dr. Ms. Ransom and Dr. Ms. J. Frank Dobie. From the cattle industry, Bob Clayburgh, J. Taylor, Don